Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter Systematic Benevolence. In the early stage of the cause, our people had no system on which to act in the support of ministers. Those who were disposed to give anything gave what they chose. For a time, our ministers were quite well sustained by a few liberal souls, while the majority excused themselves from doing anything. Ere long, it became evident that these liberal ones were becoming weary of this inequality, and they began to withhold their support. Hence, in the winter of 1858-59, some of our most efficient laborers were contemplating leaving the gospel field to labor with their hands for the support of their families. In this state of things, feeling that something must be done, I finally prepared an address on the subject of systematic benevolence for the church in Battle Creek. This address was adopted and published in the Review of February 3, 1859, as an appeal from that church to the churches and brethren in Michigan. This system is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And as now matured, suggests to all believers who are enjoying common prosperity, number 1, that they give at the rate of 2 cents each week upon every $100 worth of property which they possess. Number 2, that they give a personal donation each week of from 1 to 25 cents or more, according to their ability. The object of this second suggestion is to embrace those who have ability to earn, but have little or no property. The necessity and equality of the system are pleaded before all, yet all are left to assess their own property, and give in the love and fear of God, according to their prosperity. Widows, the aged and the infirm, who are in straitened circumstances, are excused. It is not a system of compulsion, but is carried out among us is systematic benevolence, while all are entreated to act their part in this work with feelings of cheerful benevolence. None are compelled. For a time, this system received considerable opposition, but when fully explained, it was seen to be a perfect system of equality. The poor, who had but a very few $100, were called upon by this system for so trifling a sum that they were the last to object to it, and the wealthy were certainly able to pay the small percentage from their abundance. This system is generally adopted by our people everywhere, and affords a liberal support to our ministers, leaving them free to devote themselves entirely to the work of the ministry.